the federal government's come out with a suite of programs which I think could be helpful and meaningful in the long road to recovery that airports are going to face, the first of which was the airport's capital assistance program. So our airport has been made eligible for that funding envelope for 2 years. Now, this is an expansion of the project. Typically, that's for what we call a regional airport. So Deer Lake and Goose Bay would be great examples of those. So we have confirmed a commitment of almost $750,000 toward $1.2 million investment in some runway lighting enhancements, as well as some snow clearing equipment, which is welcome.
I know that when you began your remarks to the AGM, you started by saying that COVID-19 is to airports what garlic is to Dracula. Why start with a statement like that?
Yeah, I probably could have phrased that better. It wasn't in the prepared notes. I think that the pandemic is indiscriminate about impacts. And if you look at impacts on certain types of industry, there's very few that have been harder hit than the visitor economy, airlines, or airports. It's just the bulk of the hardship has really been in those sectors.
And I mean, the removal of Air Canada service to Gander Airport, how has that been a bigger impact than, say, I don't know, losing an interprovincial route?
Well, I think, you know, one of the things that's absolutely critical to having a meaningful service for your residents is you need daily national air service connecting your region to the world's economy. And I think that it's been really eye-opening since June, sort of January, when Air Canada canceled its last flight after having a fairly robust schedule. So a lot of things come up when that happens that you didn't quite expect. You know, it almost seems like problems come to the fore that weren't there with that kind of daily air service. And it really disadvantages your region.
Is Gander Airport falling behind? I mean, it is considered a small airport, but without Air Canada being there, do you have any level of worry there?
Yeah, I think that, 2020 and 2021 have been marked by extreme worry, but I'm really trying lately to see the positive of it. Air Canada is supposed to be back in market by the end of June, as is WestJet. PAL Airlines is offering an enhanced schedule of effective May 31st, and Summing Airlines Toronto service is supposed to resume this summer. Now, there's an enormous asterisk by all of that, because I think what we're all watching right now is to see the extent to which the vaccine campaign continues, because it's happening pretty fast now, especially here in the province, and with pace. So it begs the question, are we going to reach a level of public safety before summer's out that can see a meaningful amount of passenger traffic? And those are really the two competing things. It's vaccines in people's arms versus the extent to which some portion of the summer tourist season can be salvaged. And listen, no mistake, there's not going to be a lot of people flying at this juncture under any complexion. We're braced for a 5-year road to recovery. But the issue is, well, just like a hotel or a boat tour operator, if you miss July and August, there's not much to have in September through December. So right now, we're in the midst of a, high-burning third wave, and it remains to be seen. Perhaps there is a scenario where it can be done safely. We'll have to defer to medical counsel on that.
How will some of that federal relief money be used within the Gander Airport Authority?
Well, we haven't really determined how to go about using it. And my results for 2020 were that we had a loss of essentially $4 million, so 60% of our revenue was gone. You can imagine that airports aren't very profitable without airplanes or passengers. So to the extent that we're fairly tight-fisted, we'll see. I think a couple of things that we wanted to achieve in this pandemic beyond the public contributing to, healthy travel was just to ensure the airport's cash reserves aren't needlessly burned, which would force us to take on untenable debt that we have to hand off to our users in the form of user fees. So I think you can expect us to keep the purse strings in a half itch for the next little while.
And Mr. Wright, how important are airports like yours to the economy of their communities and province?
Yeah, it's both its rich history, its cultural identity, and a substantial economic generator. I mean, 1 in 5 jobs in the town of Gander is directly related to aviation aerospace. We're all sons and daughters of the sky here, and we got Jet A in our veins, and it's who we are and what we do. And there's a lot of growth prospects around this industry, and we aim to sort of nurture those as we go forward. But yeah, the airport's important. It's important in ways people probably don't realize. It's an economic enabler, and it supports a massive amount of activity, not just for Central Newfoundland, but for the province as a whole.